Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes in free agency, we talked about NBA free agency at the beginning of the show today, and we're going to talk about it more. And by the way, the phone lines, I will keep them open for you early at 855-212-4CBS. With free agency with players, they have the opportunity to go wherever they want. What always sort of bothers me is when a fan base doesn't do their job and sort of abandons a franchise. Now, when your team stinks and you're one of the worst teams in baseball or worst teams in basketball or whatever it is, I totally get it when you decide to vote with your wallets and stay away. If you say, I am not paying for garbage, you know what I don't do? I don't go to lousy restaurants. If I go to a restaurant and that restaurant is awful, I do not go to that restaurant again. I avoid it like the plague. You've got like one chance with me. If I have a bad meal somewhere, I very rarely am going to go back. And if it is a restaurant where I'm going to pay 40, 50 bucks a person for a meal out, you're never getting me in there again. If you do that to me with a bad meal, bad service or something along those lines. But I understand when fans stay away from bad teams. But when you are a fan of a really, really good team and a smart franchise and a talented team and you don't show up, I don't want your excuses. I don't want to hear about that travel is hard or anything else along those lines. That stinks. And the Tampa Bay Rays, and we found out about it this week, they now have a potential exit plan. And yes, Jeff Passan had the report where the Rays have a exit plan potentially where they could play half the season in Tampa and half in Montreal. And Major League Baseball is welcome to them exploring the option. I've never heard of this before, and guess what? You haven't either. And the reason why is, and I'm just going to play a little detective here, the reason you've never heard of it before is because I don't believe it's going to happen. I think this is all about one of two things. One, this puts the immense pressure on Tampa to get something done about building a baseball stadium for them that's over in Tampa, over near where the hockey team plays and a much more convenient spot, because I've heard nothing but whining from the 4 o'clock dinner crowd down in Tampa, St. Pete, about how they can't get to the Trop. And by the way, the Trop is awful. As I've told you before, my brother was in the sheriff's department in Tampa 28 years. I spent a lot of time there. And I also had an office in Tampa at one time when I was in the business world. So I'd go to our Tampa office all the time. I spent a lot of time there and I love that area. Love it. You go to a Lightning game, you feel it. You feel the energy. You go to a Rays game, you almost feel like, it's like putting on some depressing music. Just pulling up like a pint of Haagen-Dazs. You're just all bummed out. For Tampa fans not to show up and support that program is a disgrace. They may be, arguably, the most innovative franchise of any in professional sports. The way that they created the opener instead of the closer. The way that they manipulated with the 30th payroll out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball to have one of the best rosters in the game. Oh, and by the way, right now they're on pace for 93 victories, if my math is correct. And yes, they play in a division where they've got to play the Yankees and the Red Sox 19 times. Two of the teams that don't ever have to check the balance on their credit card. They spend, they spend, they spend. And the Tampa Rays, with the last payroll in baseball. And if anybody complains about that being a reason why you wouldn't go out, I don't know why, because with the last payroll in baseball, the worst spending team in baseball, they've got one of the best teams in baseball on pace for around 93 wins. There's no excuse that that team has to suffer in nobody watching them. So one of two things is going to happen. Tampa's going to get pressured. And they're going to build them a baseball stadium in an area where people, I guess, will stop complaining like they can't get to it. As if there's like, you know, you know, people guarding the gate with machetes and machine guns keeping them out, or Montreal may get the team. And there are a lot of other cities that are talking about it too. I've told you before, I've heard rumors from well-placed sources that Las Vegas would love to build a retractable dome stadium of around 38, 37,000 people to have Major League Baseball join the NHL, join NFL football, and potentially maybe soon join an NBA franchise if an NBA franchise wanted to relocate or to be there.
Check out Sacramento. Maybe they do it.
If you have to, if you can't support a good product, I hope you move. And no offense to our friends in Tampa. I hope they leave. You don't deserve them. You don't deserve them. If you've got one of the most innovative, creative franchises in Major League Baseball, in any professional sport for that matter, they are actually reinventing the game, understanding how to compete without having to spend top dollar, without maybe having huge, big name free agents join them. When you don't go and support that product, you show me an ignorance of the game. And that doesn't fly. And no major league franchise should have to compete with that. Because imagine if you gave those smart people 10,000 more fans a game. Man, give them 10,000 more fans a game. What do you think that's going to mean over an entire season for their payroll? Give that general manager an extra, I don't know, extra $10 million to spend, $12 million to spend, $15 million to spend. What do you think a smart team that manages to be this good with the worst payroll in baseball, imagine what they would do with an extra 15? Give them $20 million. The results may blow your mind.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.